From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of refugees have reached Austria and Germany after crossing from Hungary. Austria and Germany opened their borders Saturday to migrants traveling by bus, train, or on foot to cross Austria and continue their journey to Germany. However, Hungary's police chief said that authorities would no longer provide bus transportation for migrants to the Austrian border. The VOA correspondent in Budapest reports that Hungarian officials there are bracing for another wave of migrants headed towards the city from Serbia. European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented migrant influx. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini warned that the migrant inflow is here to stay and called for a unifying European approach to response to it.
So we're not talking about a migration, an economic migration flow. In majority, we're talking about refugees towards which we have a moral and a legal duty.
Austria's Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz said that the migrants' plight and the growing human cost was a wake-up call for Europe to resolve its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Warplanes from the United Arab Emirates bombed Shiite Houthi targets across Yemen Saturday, one day after at least 55 soldiers from a Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. The airstrikes came one day after 10 Saudi troops were killed in the rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot about 120 kilometers east of the Yemeni capital Sana'a. That attack also left 45 UAE soldiers dead. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.